Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
What can we help solve for you? Well, all you have to do is text it in to Text Roulette. It's 414-432-1099. We'll help you solve anything. Our Mixed family loves to help out. They have great advice. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Spinning that Text Roulette wheel, finding out which number we're going to land on.
13.
Number 13 says, how do you fit in dating as a single parent?
Ooh.
Struggling on the apps and not really interested in wasting time with people who aren't serious about dating.
Yeah. Oh, let me guess. Because you're a single parent that just want one thing.
Because there could be women out there who are looking for that kind of thing too. Not just the dudes looking for that one thing.
I think I'm speaking from the many, 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 many friends of mine, happen to be female, that's their biggest complaint. That's their biggest complaint with these apps.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So how do you fit in dating as a single parent? Because otherwise, yeah, it's just a quick, let's waste some time here. I'm not serious about dating. I'm just looking for a quick hookup.
Well, and it's hard if you're the mom and the dad. Everything's falling on you with the kids and timing, and you still want to have your life, and maybe you are looking for someone to spend time with, and juggling when does that fit in without maybe telling the kids exactly what's going on if they're not at the age that they need to know what's happening yet. Mom or dad are out dating.
Got to get home. I don't want to pay the babysitter too much. And what are we doing here? Come on. What are we doing?
Well, neither you nor I can really speak to it. I know there's friends of mine that have had a lot of success on, I want to say Hinge is the app that a lot of them have found like good quality humans on that app.
You've done your research?
They've been on that. But you know what? Let me send a text to my friend Anne Marie, who is someone that she's actually Anne Marie Walker. If you look her up, she writes romance novels.
Take a look. Really?
Yes. Wow. And she brags a lot about it because she talks about how she's been through the good and the bad on the online dating. She found herself later in life single.
Okay.
Going through a divorce. Wanted to find a partner. I want to say she went on like 57 first dates.
Okay, my question for her would be if we can get her on the phone.
She has a ton of experience and she speaks so openly about it.
She got 50 first dates or 50, something like that? 57?
Like 50 first dates.
But you said she wrote a romance novel? How is that romantic?
She's written a bunch of romance novels.
What?
And in fact, Lucky Leap Day, was based off of a bad date experience.
Okay.
And it's like her best-selling novel. She's fantastic. I'm going to send her a text. Okay. We need to get her on because she's helped other friends of mine that have found themselves later in life single and dating.
Okay.
And, spoiler alert, she is remarried now. She did find her man on an online dating app. But man, did she kiss some frogs. So, all right, let's chat with her.
Okay.
Here, well, we're going to get to her coming up. But let's go to line number two.
Oh, okay.
Hey, is this BJ?
Yes, it is.
What's up, BJ? What do you want to say about this mixed listener who wants to know how to fit in dating as a single parent?
Well, you're going to have to, and you have to have either some siblings that are willing to watch your kids if you have kids. And as far as dating apps go, they're a waste of time for guys and girls because, like you said, the women, that's all they're looking for, too. Or you're getting the ones that are trying to sell themselves.
Are you speaking from experience here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Trying to sell themselves.
So do you have a partner now, BJ?
No.
And okay. Are you still trying to find somebody? And what are you doing to try to find that person if you're not using the apps? Like, what do you do in 2025?
Well, it's tough. I mean, you can go out, do it the old-fashioned way and just go out and meet people.
Try and talk to people, get to know each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, be social. You know, that the apps are a waste these days. They are a waste. It doesn't matter where you go either.
You haven't had any luck there.
Had much luck, and it sounds like this mixed listener hasn't either.
Yeah.
But they're so Anne Marie did just text me, and she's like, "Oh, I've got lots to say about this."
All right. Well, let's
really quickly. She's like, "Let me brush my teeth. Give me a couple minutes." All right. We're gonna.
Thanks for
calling in, BJ. We're gonna play some commercials here. Have her on. I'm telling you, she did this. She went through this for years, and she's talked to other friends of mine. She's got a lot of great advice on what to do if you are on these dating apps and you're single and you're trying to find love. And she was a single mom doing it.
Sounds like it's going to be a great conversation. All right, hang with us. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix with Text Roulette.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Text Roulette this morning. How do you fit in dating as a single parent? Struggling on the apps and not really interested in wasting time with people who aren't serious about dating. You got Elizabeth and Radar. And you know what? Since Elizabeth and I aren't on the dating apps, we're married. We're not married together. We have spouses.
Yeah, we got spouses.
We got the spouses. But saying that we're married in our lives, we need an expert on the phone here. And Elizabeth, you have said that, my friend Anne Marie Walker, an author, is here to help out. And she's joined the show right now.
Anne Marie Walker is a very good friend of mine. We've known each other now for like 13 years. She's also an author, which in a roundabout way is how I met her. And she even wrote a book about one of her bad dates. It's called Lucky Leap Day. It's a romance novel. You'll love it. She's got so many books out. Look up Anne Marie Walker.
Wait, it's a romance novel, but yet there was a bad date involved in there? Okay, that's interesting.
But Anne Marie has been on 57 first dates. And
wow.
I feel like you could offer some great insight to this single parent who's trying to find somebody, but the apps are bad. They aren't interested in just dating.
They don't
interested
waste time
in
with
one
people.
Thing.
Yeah.
First, I would like to say I did have a happy ending, which Radar is what makes it a romance novel.
Yay!
I have to have a happy ending.
All right, good.
Might start with a bad date story, but as long as it's a happy ending. And I did. I married my happy ending Prince Charming a year ago.
Yay! They just had their 1-year wedding anniversary. But 57 first dates and during a pandemic?
Yes, as we were coming out of the pandemic, lots of dates in parking lots of restaurants.
Wait, really? So you would just like get what? Your takeout food and then eat in the car?
Well, if you recall, they all had their tables set up. No, we didn't eat in the car. Restaurants had their tables set up out in the parking lot for, you know, social distancing.
Well, at least you weren't dumpster diving for leftovers. I mean, that would have been awful.
Well, but some people feel like these dates that they're going on are the leftovers.
Those are the dumpster dives. My advice would be, first of all, consider what apps you're on. Don't go on ones where anybody can message you that you haven't connected with. That's going to weed out a lot of trouble right there.
Well, which apps did you have better success with?
Well, I met my husband on Bumble. I like that one because the women have to message first, so it cuts out a lot of shenanigans.
Okay.
And then Hinge. I found Hinge to be really, really helpful. Saw a lot of the same guys on both of those apps, so I would suggest. And I also would suggest you don't have to pay for the premium.
Why would you? Okay, wait a minute now. I've been married for a long time here. What premiums are you talking about paying for people who are just getting on those dating apps? What are we paying for?
You can pay for extra features, extra filters, different things. Like, and I don't mean like photo filters. I mean like filtering out the dates you're going to see.
Gotcha.
You know, I would just do the free trials and see what you think.
Is there a money back guarantee? Like if you don't meet the person you're
No, but you know, if you end up getting married, Bumble did send us some coffee mugs. So
hey!
Oh my God.
There you go. That's a perk.
But okay, so Anne Marie, when you were going through these years of dating, and you know, like you said, later in life, you've got kids. I know your kids were a little bit older, but for the single parent, mm-hmm. how did you balance all of that? And what did you tell your kids during that time? Did they know you were dating?
Oh, well, that's awkward when your child goes to download an app out of the family iTunes mm-hmm. that you still have from 100 years ago and says, oh my God, are you on a dating app?
No.
It was already in the cloud.
Oh, no. My gosh. Oh.
But my kids were all college. I had one in high school, college. That's a whole other topic. But for someone who's trying to, like, cut through the BS, so to speak, I would suggest, first of all, don't spend days, weeks texting. Like, suggest meeting ASAP. There are people on there who just want somebody to text with. I wish speed dating was like a thing because I feel like you just really got to get together face to face and see if you have that connection. One time I just kind of did coffee speed dating that I made up myself. So I just was sat at Starbucks and sort of rotated coffee dates, which brings me to my second point.
Okay.
I really suggest coffee dates because if somebody's just looking for a hookup, they're not going to be interested in a coffee date. If they're wanting to come and meet you with like, there's low commitment for both parties, grabbing a coffee, you get to know each other.
Nobody slams coffee and just gets out of there.
And you're not dealing with the influence of alcohol either, which can kind of get things a little loosey-goosey that maybe you're not looking for. You want a serious conversation to really get to know if this person's going to be a potential partner.
That's interesting.
Yeah, if they're just looking for a hookup, they're not going to come meet you for coffee, you know, especially like if you could do like, you know, a Saturday morning coffee. Or
especially with
like
coffee
that.
Breath. Nobody wants that. Okay, so what's like number three are you on?
I feel like the other one I would suggest is if you are going to meet for a drink, because, you know, sometimes just evening's the only time that works. I would say, like, meet for a drink, and I say a drink. I tried to always be like, we don't need a couple drinks, and I don't need some beer goggles on a first date.
Yeah.
But also, just go into it saying you have other plans, either with your kids or girlfriends or whatever, so that you have a hard stop time that you're leaving. Leave them wanting more, even if you really like them.
That sounds like some really good advice because, like we were saying earlier in Text Roulette here, the mixed texter said, how do you fit in dating as a single parent? So if you put a stop time, like, yeah, I can only be out this long and I got to get back to the kids, that's a pretty good idea.
And it's also important for that person to recognize that, yes, you do have kids. You have those commitments.
Oh, well, that brings me to the last thing I was going to say. And oh my gosh, it's exhausting going through the apps, reading the bios. Definitely read the bios. I mean, you want to look and read what they have to say about themselves. I mean, if a guy can make you laugh in something self-deprecating, maybe that he said in his bio, I mean, that's sort of like, you know, then there's some good questions on those apps now that they make people really think. And I'd also be aware of a profile with too many mirror selfies. But that's just me.
What was it for you and your husband, or now your husband now? What was it about him that you were like, ooh, okay, this is pretty solid?
And if you're just joining us, this is my good friend Anne Marie Walker, who we met 13 years ago. She's a romance novel writer, which is essentially how we met. Lucky Leap Day is one of her best-selling books. Look it up. But yes, Radar, great question. Well, I mean, I know your story, but share with everyone else kind of what happened quickly with you and JP.
Well, that's the kind of the unique thing with us. We matched on Bumble when he was in Chicago visiting a school with his daughter. and I lived in Chicago and he lives in Indianapolis. So we would have never matched had he not opened the app, because the minute you open the app, it starts trying to match you with people within a 50-mile radius. At least Bumble does.
Something to think about, though, maybe. Like when you are on vacation, maybe you're taking the kids to the Wisconsin Dells. See what's up. You never know who you're going to meet.
Although beware, because I will tell you this, I started matching with some people and then all of a sudden realized they were at O'Hare and they were looking for a layover.
Oh, one of those layovers. Oh, yeah, I feel you. So,
but the last bit of advice I would give, though, is I sort of cut through the BS and had a little intro paragraph that I just kept in my notes app. And so when we would connect on an app and it would just be like, hi, this is me. This is how old I am. This is how many kids I have. I get along with my ex. I'm looking for something serious ultimately, but want to take it slow and see how it goes. And almost every guy without fail would be like, kind of like, LOL, okay, I respect that. And they mirror my answer with all their facts.
Put it out there.
So have that response ready to go, which again, you're talking about someone that's asking the question, how do you fit in dating as a single parent? This is a way to really kind of streamline it.
They don't want to waste their time with people who aren't serious. That's really good.
Right. Because that little paragraph I would send, every one of the guys that I then later would meet or something, they'd be like, oh, no, it was really clear that you were like, don't mess around with me if this isn't what you're looking for, and put your cards on the table too.
For real. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Anne Marie Walker. Again, a good friend, but also a great author if you're looking for a fun read. Think your favorite rom-coms, but in print. Lucky Leap Day is one of my faves off of one of the dates that she went on. Thanks for joining us this morning, and really all the advice. I knew you'd have words of wisdom to share from your experience. So thank you for helping out this mixed listener and so many other people that are single and going through these apps and trying to find love.
Big time. Thanks
really
for joining the show
you.
Today.
Give my best to JP and we'll talk soon.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.